This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Russia says don't speculate about what caused the crash of an Azerbaijan Airlines jet in Kazakhstan. The official line, the plane flew into birds, but Andrew Nicholson, who advises airlines flying in the region, pointed to photographs of wreckage showing damage consistent with surface-to-air fire.
There were no scuffs or bumps or dents that would also indicate, you know, aircraft or birds hitting the aircraft fuselage. And also the direction of the shrapnel, which looks like it's coming from below.
In Kissimmee, Florida, police say food delivery driver Brianna Alvelo didn't like the $2 tip the woman gave her for a $33 bill. Investigators say Alvelo returned with an accomplice, stabbed the woman repeatedly. She's now hospitalized. Two people are in custody. Perhaps best known for his role in the 2017 movie Baby Driver, now 16-year-old actor Hudson Meek was killed last week falling out of a moving vehicle in the Birmingham suburb of Vestavia Hills, Alabama. This is ABC News. Israel pounded Yemen with more airstrikes targeting sites used by Houthi rebels. Yemen says four people were killed, at least 14 wounded.
The IDF saying those targets include military infrastructure used by the Houthis at Sana'a International Airport, two of the country's power stations, and military infrastructure at ports in the west coast of Yemen. Now, the IDF said the military targets struck were used by the Houthis to smuggle Iranian weapons inside the region and also for the entry of senior Iranian officials.
ABC's Britt Clement in Tel Aviv says it's the fourth wave of retaliatory airstrikes on Yemen's Houthi rebels.
Over the last week, the Houthis have fired multiple ballistic missiles and drones towards central Israel. Now, following the attack, we heard from Israel's defense minister saying, "We will hunt down all of the Houthi leaders. No one will be able to evade Israel's outstretched arm."
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball, stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Packers headed to the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Vikings Sunday. Game time now 3:25 in Minnesota. Green Bay clinched a spot in the playoffs after beating the Saints. Running back Josh Jacobs excited to finally reach the postseason as a Packer after 5 years with the Raiders.
You got games in front of you. You know, we still fighting, you know, trying to be as best of a team that we can be. We finally put a complete game together. That's something that we've been hunting since the beginning of the season. I mean, it just feels like our ceiling is keep going up.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking some time off. Their next game, New Year's Eve, on the road at Providence. Senior forward David Joplin scored 19 in their win over Xavier. Joplin now has over 1,000 points in his career with the Golden Eagles.
He scored a lot of points. I'm grateful for him. You know, anytime you have someone that's scored over 1,000 points at the same school, you know, that you're just grateful that he's been around that long and that we got, you know, two-thirds of our season left with him.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Golden Globe Awards are just around the corner. The award show does not anticipate as much controversy as last year when host Joe Coy offended some of the attendees and writers. This year, comedian Nikki Glaser has been selected to host and will fly solo, making her the first woman to host the show alone. If you like watching celebrities squirm, you might want to check out the broadcast because Glaser told People magazine she received advice from Ricky Gervais and intends to be edgy with the A-listers. The Golden Globe Awards will be broadcast January 5th. A fun tradition on Saturday Night Live has been the Christmas joke swap on Weekend Update for co-hosts Michael Shea and Colin Jost, where they write jokes the other has to perform. Kind of cute, especially when one of them is married to Scarlett Johansson, Jost. Jost ripped on his own wife thanks to the jokes written by his co-host while she watched in the wings from backstage and cracked up. Very funny and worth a Google. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory for low visibilities through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, foggy, drizzle, and lows in the mid-30s tonight. Rain developing for tomorrow and tomorrow night. Highs in the low 40s. Clouds to start Saturday, then some late-day sun. Highs mid-40s. Currently 35 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, all. I am on vacation, but you're going to have Jimmy Costa behind the mic. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Amy Vanderpool, the writer, lawyer, creator of the Shero, as in she and hero, the shero.substack.com newsletter on Substack. It's free. It's something you really want to sign up for. She's also over on Blue Sky at Girls Really Rule. So check that out, too. Amy, welcome back to the program. Tell us, this piece you wrote a couple of days ago over on your Shero.substack.com newsletter is extraordinary. How did Trump win? It's the, one of the big questions that's been asked, as opposed to how did Democrats lose, which I think that this is the correct question. What have you learned?
Oh, Tom. Well, it's good to talk to you again. I haven't learned enough, and I think that's what's driving me to keep, looking back through all of the work I've done, because I think, like a lot of other people, we're sort of, in this whole zeitgeist of what really happened, what really was that? And like you, I have a real problem with saying that Kamala lost this. Sorry, I don't feel she did. I think she ran a perfect campaign. So we have to sort of look back into how this happened, but more than that, how we were so wrong about our perceptions of what was happening as it was happening.
Mm-hmm. So in your article, let's start with your working theory. You say, my working theory is that there is something bigger, a smarter network behind the surface of Trump's plan that's really in charge and making covert moves that will stun the world once we find out who is behind them. What
right.
do you mean?
Well, I think in any scenario, when you want to find out who's pulling the strings on something and it's not easily visible, you follow the money. I mean, that's kind of an easy basic sure. rule. And we've been doing that a lot with the Trump administration in the past. And I think it's sort of easy to, once we realize we followed the money and that the money is attached to this sort of entity or this entity, even when it's elusive, we sort of just go with that and say, okay, well, that's good enough. That gives me an idea of who's coming at us and what their agenda is. But this is different. This is, this is bigger. And I don't know if it's, I have a real problem saying that this Republican Party, with its level of current organization, was able to win this election. In the way they did. Now, I'm not somebody who's quickly jumping to, oh, they cheated. I mean, we don't have anything at this point that in any way, tips us off that this isn't a legitimate election. So I'm not willing to go down that road yet. Without that information, what else do we have? What else do we have to look at? Well, we know money's involved, but where is the money coming from? And what is the entity specifically? I mean, it's really easy to kind of just throw assumptions around. Okay, well, Vladimir Putin's got a lot of money. Okay, Elon Musk has been throwing a lot of money at things. Okay, you know, a lot of these people that have common interests are throwing money at things. But this election was won in such a way. I don't know. I don't know.
Elon Musk put in $270 million.
But, exactly.
But what about the Conservative Partnership Institute? You specifically call them out in your article.
I do. Well, and I know that the Conservative Partnership Institute is this kind of summer camp thing that Republicans were working on all summer leading up to the election. And I think it was sort of, it was attached to Project 2025, and it was, you know, they were funding it through the Heritage Foundation, which is how they do a lot of stuff. And they were sort of getting everybody aligned with Trump policies to get ready for a Trump administration. And I think a lot of people, especially reporters, weren't taking a solid look at it at the time because it was sort of like, okay, well, we'll look into this if it becomes a problem or if it actually is something. But to me, it's kind of an indicator that there is something already in play. I mean, Project 2025 has been around for a minute. And once the Democrats brought it out and started talking to everybody about it, people didn't seem that terribly interested. So my whole theory is, well, they're doing this all in public. Nothing's really covert anymore because Trump has pretty much proven that you can do a lot of things illegally and not get caught if you're smart about how you do it. And I don't think they're afraid of being seen anymore. I think they think it makes them look proactive or smart in some way. And I know they're not. We know they're not. We know they're not intelligent as a group. So who's really running this? I mean, Mark Meadows is heading a lot of the Project 2025 stuff and a lot of the stuff with the Heritage Foundation. He's kind of the liaison, which that's what he did in the Trump administration chief of staff, right? And he's helping with the CPI thing. But I mean, Tom, does Mark Meadows to you seem like, you know, the mastermind of something so big that could sweep this election? Was it just one thing? Was it all the money in the right place at the right time? Was it just this cosmic luck factor? Was it really just the voters?
Was it the Koch empire?
Exactly. And clearly the voters are out of touch, but how out of touch are they? That's the other concern I have. Like, we're going to have to rehabilitate our whole society and figure out how we develop going on from here so this doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
And how are we going to do that if we can't pinpoint where exactly things went wrong and that we never really had a sense that things were going wrong?
Well, let me give you a hot take, and I'd love to get your thoughts on it. We have... in the United States, over the last 4 years, we have seen arguably the best economy since the 1960s in many ways. I realize there's still problems and all that kind of stuff. But the Harris Polling Organization did a poll a few months before the election, and they found that 55% of Americans at that time thought the economy was shrinking, even though we had seen some of the fastest economic growth in the 20th, you know, in the last 100 years. Fully half of Americans, 49%, thought the stock market was down. At the same time, it was up 24% just this year, or just last year, and 12% this year. The same percentage, 49% of Americans, believed that unemployment was at a 50-year high when it was actually at a 50-year low. 72% of Americans, and this is just 3 months before the election, thought inflation was increasing when, in fact, it had gone from a high of 9% at the end of the Bush administration, or at the end of the Trump administration, and the early Biden, all the way down to less than 3%. And as a result of these false beliefs, 56% of all voters, including Democrats, although it was mostly Republicans, believed that the economy was in a recession on Election Day. Whenever you have an economy genuinely in a recession on Election Day, the incumbent party always loses. I mean, it's been that way since the 1920s. It's always the case. So somehow, half of Americans were convinced that up is down, that black is white, that round is square, whatever. And I think that you can lay an awful lot of this at the feet of a small handful of billionaires, including Rupert Murdoch and Elon Musk. What say you?
Well, I say that the evidence we have that supports your conclusion is just look at the way Twitter has been behaving, what's happened at Twitter in
the
last year.
That's why I said Elon Musk.
Exactly. So he's taken that over, and he did that strategically at the exact right time, you know, a couple years before the next big election, so that he can, you know, suss everything out and really use the platform to serve his own purpose, which a lot of people knew he was doing, but it didn't contradict what their agenda was, so it was okay. And I get all of that, but did that... I guess maybe my problem is I have a hard time accepting that the American public in general is just so uneducated and so
well in this context,
by the information that's fed to them.
Yeah, in this context, let me ask a rhetorical question If, as Donald Trump did virtually every day of his presidency the last time, if Joe Biden had walked out in front of the White House every day throughout the last 4 years, or if Kamala Harris had done it instead because she doesn't stutter, and held a little mini press availability and said, look at what we just did on the economy. Look at how many jobs we just got. Look at this program we just passed. Instead of relying on the New York Times and CNN to report it, which they never did, don't you? And if Biden had referred to inflation as the Trump inflation or the Trump tariff inflation or the Trump tax cut inflation every single time he used the word inflation, I'm of the opinion that Donald Trump would not be preparing to go to the White House right now. What do you think?
Would have been closer. I mean, we all knew this was going to be a close election regardless. We all knew it was going to be tight. And that's because people don't truly know that the economy is working for them on paper until they see it in their pocket.
Right. But that's my point. If the Democrats had been messaging any, you know, even 10% as well as Republicans' message, I don't think it would have been close at all.
Exactly. But we were messaging really well, though, toward the end. We were
106 days.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But that 106 days, the things that got done and the exuberance and the excitement and the optimism and the just the difference in a feeling for how that happened. See, I'm of the opinion that, yes, it was the marketing and it was all of these players like Musk and everybody else. But they couldn't have achieved what they did if they didn't have a group or society that wasn't already so exhausted and beaten down and tired and simply didn't care anymore.
Well, and they had the infrastructure that Charles Koch has been funding, and before that, his brother David, for decades. I mean, there's a state policy center in every single state. There's think tanks all across the country. You got the Heritage
Foundation. Well, you tell me, Tom, who do you think is the real... who's pulling the puppet strings on everything? I mean, is it a group of people? It can't be too big of a group of people, because then it would get just really chaotic and strange. And they seem very focused and organized right now, which is something they have never been able to
achieve. I think it's a handful of libertarian billionaires. David Sachs and Elon Musk and Charles Koch and, you know, these guys, they all adhere to, you know, Ayn Rand and libertarian philosophy. They're all big fans of it, as far as I can tell. And you go back and look at David Koch's, you know, platform in 1980, and that's what they're going to try and do this time.
I need more than that. Yeah. I want more than that. I want to know down to the who, and maybe that's the lawyer in me, I don't know, but I want to know who did what, when, where. Well, you know, I want to know, clearly the money came from those people.
Sure.
But I want to know where the organizational structure is, because if we're going to take it down, we have to figure out a way to fight it. Yeah. And we can't.
Well,
we can't,
you know, Nancy MacLean has done some just brilliant work. I don't know if you've read Democracy in Chains or not, but it's really that and Dark Money by Jane Mayer. Those two books are just really, really vital. Amy Vanderpool, the newsletter, shiro.substack.com. You can find it. Amy, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Yep.
Bye.
shero.substack.com. 18 minutes past the, there you go. 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants, three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Every time I vote, I get so mad. The billionaires are laughing, it's so sad. They bought the laws, they bought the game, and now they're selling us all shame. All for Christmas is my democracy back, my democracy back, my democracy back, back from the billionaires and the sleazy pack. Oh, please give me my democracy back.
23 minutes past the hour. This is fascinating. Alina Haba has been appointed by Donald Trump as counselor to the president, the chief legal advisor to the president. And she recently complained, quote, nobody's breaking up families. Nobody's targeting individuals and making sure that one or the other goes out. That didn't happen. That doesn't happen under President Trump. It didn't happen before. But you do not have the right to come here to endanger us or not come in the right way. So families were not separated before under Donald Trump. She then adds, I can assure you that Trump's borders are Tom Homan. He's looking out for us. And child trafficking is something he's spoken about extensively. And that's why he wants to get families, if they will cooperate, out of the country in the right way. Now, all that sounds really sweet. Like she's saying, oh, you know, we're not going to do family separation, which means they're going to deport entire families. So if you've got a family where one member of the family isn't a citizen, say they're here on a green card and Donald Trump decides to get rid of the green card. He also wants to get rid of, you know, birthright citizenship being born in the United States and you get citizenship, which raises an interesting question. Ivana, who is the mother of Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, became a U.S. citizen in 1988. But all three of them were born before that. Don Jr. was born in 77, Ivanka in 81, and Eric in 84. So their mom was not a citizen when they were born. So if we're going to revoke birthright citizenship, and we're going to deport families where, you know, the kids really don't have citizenship anymore because we did away with their birthright citizenship, when do we deport the Trump family? Inquiring minds want to know. Meanwhile, our crazy alert for the day, and this is genuinely crazy, down in Texas, they're trying to outlaw selling sex toys in Walmart, Target, and CVS stores, you know, big stores, but they already have a law in place that says that you may not own more than 6 dildos in Texas. Why? I don't know. It's Texas. You know, it's run by Republicans. Actually, they claim that if you have more than 6 dildos, that's intent to distribute. Seriously. I'm serious. And distributing dildos is apparently, like, big bad. So, what can you say? Back in 2016, students at the University of Texas, in an anti-gun protest, because they couldn't show up with guns, showed up with dildos. Thousands of dildos. Totally freaked out the Republicans in Texas. They were horrified. Oh, my God, don't show pictures of that. Yeah, the organizers wrote, you would receive a citation for taking a dildo to class before you'd get in trouble for taking a gun to class. Heaven forbid the penis. There you go. What can you say? It's Texas. It's Republicans. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. What's on your mind today? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news, and I'm preparing to talk to some of you smart people right after this.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Russia says don't speculate about what caused the crash of an Azerbaijan Airlines jet in Kazakhstan. The official line, the plane flew into birds, but Andrew Nicholson, who advises airlines flying in the region, pointed to photographs of wreckage showing damage consistent with surface-to-air fire.
There were no scuffs or bumps or dents that would also indicate, you know, aircraft or birds hitting the aircraft fuselage. And also the direction of the shrapnel, which looks like it's coming from below.
In Kissimmee, Florida, police say food delivery driver Brianna Alvelo didn't like the $2 tip the woman gave her for a $33 bill. Investigators say Alvelo returned with an accomplice, stabbed the woman repeatedly. She's now hospitalized. Two people are in custody. Perhaps best known for his role in the 2017 movie Baby Driver, now 16-year-old actor Hudson Meek was killed last week falling out of a moving vehicle in the Birmingham suburb of Vestavia Hills, Alabama. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for things to do between Christmas and New Year's, there is lots to see in the theaters at the moment. If you're looking for a well-reviewed musical biopic where the lead character is a monkey, the film Better Man might be for you. It tells the story of the meteoric rise of British pop sensation and former boy band member Rob Williams and his fall from grace. If you're wondering why they made him a monkey in the film, it's because Williams says he always felt less evolved and because when he's on stage, he sometimes feels like a monkey. One of the weirdest trailers I've ever seen, but it is getting good reviews. Other films that open on Christmas Day include The Fire Inside, about a female boxer from Flint, Michigan, who becomes the first woman to win gold in the sport at the Olympics. Great reviews. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothy Chalamet, is currently in theaters and is also incredibly well-reviewed and is getting Oscar buzz. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Packers head to Minnesota with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers face the Vikings at 3:25 Sunday in Minneapolis. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, besides getting a higher seed in the playoffs, how much does the rivalry motivate the Packers heading into this game?
I mean, all the motivation is right there. It's a division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game, so we're going into their place, and we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for.
Matt LaFleur said that Jaire Alexander will likely not play again this week. NBA, the Bucks let one slip away at home last night to the Brooklyn Nets in the final 3 minutes, 111-105. Brooke Lopez, who had 20 points, was held to just 2 in the second half.
They definitely changed our flow and got us away from what we do. You know, it's not about me getting shots or anything like that, but just us being aggressive, playing side to side, you know, and hitting whoever's open, getting guys open, available, getting their guys off them.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory for low visibilities through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, foggy, drizzle, and lows in the mid-30s tonight. Rain developing for tomorrow and tomorrow night. Highs in the low 40s. Clouds to start Saturday, then some late-day sun. Highs mid-40s. Currently 35 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I celebrate music and comedy by welcoming punk band Radio for Pets, Doctors in Recital, and then comedian Jimmy Pardo. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Not the happiest song for the season, you got to face reality. Picking up your calls here, Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Earlier you were talking with a caller from, I believe it was Marinette, Wisconsin, talking about farmers, that voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently they have amnesia in that from the first time Trump was in. They had forgotten the fact that back then they had a bit of a raise in suicides as a there had been like nearly 700 dairy farms in 2019 that they had foreclosed on, and that was the highest number.
As the result of his tariffs, wasn't it?
Yeah, the tariffs were at that time he tried to do it, and China said, screw it, and they went elsewhere that time. And then he had, well, like they said, the farmers had been wrestling with a combination of problems over the last few years, including an industry transition towards a factory farm model.
Mm-hmm.
Falling milk prices and like you say with the tariffs and that plus they also had to get I believe the government had to give them $200,000 for mental health and depression back then.
Wow, and that, I didn't know about that.
And the milk dropped from $26.60 per 100 pounds in September of 2014 to an average of $16.76 per hundred from January 2018 through June 2019, income had declined 22%, between 2012 and 2017.
I have a feeling that the red states are in for a big surprise. Now, what's going to mitigate that is that about 70 or 80% of all the benefits from Joe Biden's massive construction projects, the infrastructure stuff, trillions of dollars that's going to be spent on, is going to be spent in red states, an awful lot of that benefit. And Donald Trump, of course, just like every Republican in the country who all voted, 100% of them voted against this stuff, but they love to show up at, groundbreaking ceremonies and ribbon-cutting ceremonies and claim credit for it. Donald Trump will, I predict, and I base this on past behavior because he did it before. He took credit for all kinds of stuff that Obama did. He is going to take credit for this, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's still going to be a shock to the system, Dave. I really think it is.
Hey, Tom, real quick before you get off. Talking about the United Health,
mm-hmm.
is it any wonder that the young man doesn't want to get extradited? Because he's still supposed to be innocent until proven guilty here, but everybody calls him the shooter. What about the alleged shooter?
I think it's fairly obvious.
Isn't it for a jury of 12?
Technically it is, Dave. You're absolutely right. And if I was a news organization, if I was the New York Times, whenever I refer to him, I would call him the alleged shooter. But there's no doubt in my mind that he did it. And he's basically confessed to it. And they caught him with the gun. And, they caught him with the manifesto and the whole bit. So, I feel safe calling him the shooter. But you're right, Dave.
Okay.
Thanks a lot
for
the call.
Have a good one, Tom.
Yeah, you too. Tom in Lebanon, Ohio. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Oh, Tom,
yeah.
I keep getting things. I, every time somebody says Tom, I think it's me on the line. But anyway,
it's a great name.
It is. That's right. Anyway, I like the way yours is smelled better, though. It's more distinctive. But anyway,
feel free to copy.
But anyway, I have a point. I have a point that I haven't seen, and I think it's a connection between what happened with the shooter, with Mangione and what happened. It's because of AI, I should get to the point. AI, I found that, you know, United Healthcare was on record for having the most denials, and that they're using AI.
That's right.
To deny.
They used to hire doctors who would evaluate every claim, and the criticism was that some of these doctors were basically just rubber stamping denials to the tune of, you know, dozens of them a minute, or many of them a minute. Now they've gotten around that by apparently, according to some press reports I've read, by using AI. I don't know anything about the details of it. It'd be interesting to get Wendell
about it. What I found was an article I found that says, under Thompson's leadership, United Healthcare began using AI to automate claim denial,
yes,
resulting in patients being. Yeah, the thing is, but the important issue is that how many of these claims are, you know, life-saving procedures? In other words, you're giving AI the power over life and death.
Correct.
That is serious.
Correct.
And the thing, the other connection with Mangione, he's an expert on AI, his last job.
Yeah.
He was a teaching assistant at Stanford, and he was teaching students AI.
Yeah. And here's what's interesting is in The Atlantic, yesterday, I believe it was, they have an article about this, and it says, and I'm quoting from the article, the manifesto, according to a police report, says, frankly, these parasites simply had it coming. It then lists a few false or misleading statistics about America's healthcare system, right? So it says that in the article in The Atlantic. The Atlantic then quotes from the manifesto, and this is the quote. This is what Luigi wrote. That the Atlantic says is false and misleading. Quote, a reminder, the U.S. has the number one most expensive healthcare system in the world, yet we rank roughly 42 in life expectancy. United is the largest company in the U.S. by market cap, behind only Apple, Google, and Walmart. It has grown and grown, but has our life expectancy? Question mark. And I'm asking, what's misleading about that?
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, yeah.
I know, I read that before.
Yeah, good call, Tom.
He's exactly right. Yep. I mean, he's exactly right.
He is. He nailed it. I gotta move along here, Tom, but thanks for the call. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I was reading considering the source now, an article in Pravda today. Yesterday, Ukraine launched 6 U.S.-supplied attack missiles against an air base in Taganrog, Russia. And the Russian, or Pravda's claiming the attack was unsuccessful because the Russian Pantsir anti-missile defense system destroyed 3 missiles and deflected the other 3. Mm-hmm. And the only damage was caused by falling missile fragments, which injured several military personnel and destroyed some cars in a parking lot. But President Putin is so enraged that he's authorized retaliatory strikes against what he claims are U.S. military personnel in Ukraine who are providing, technical support and targeting information. As far as I know, President Biden's authorized, private U.S. military contractors to do that, but not U.S. military personnel. And that would be a significant escalation if
it would.
We actually have military personnel there and the Russians kill or injure some of them.
But to the best of your knowledge, there are no U.S. military personnel in Ukraine right now, correct?
No, the only thing I've seen is President Biden's authorized private U.S. military contractors to do that work,
right,
but not U.S. military personnel.
So either Putin is conflating them or he's just blowing smoke at us as a rationale for more brutal bombing of Ukraine.
Exactly, right.
And Ukraine has only been using our missiles against military targets in Russia, to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah, like an air base, that's a military target, right?
Exactly.
Whereas Russia is, or schools, or apartments, or anything like that.
Right, which is what Russia has been bombing in Ukraine in their genocide.
Yeah, since day one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Excellent point, George. Thank you for sharing that with us. We didn't have, our.
Yeah, I was going to say, too bad we didn't have Mr. Hitner on today. Yeah, we could have asked him about that.
Yeah, Phil was not available, but you read Russian, you keep up on these things. Is in the last week anything happening in Ukraine and or Russia that you'd like to share with us beyond this?
Yeah, that was the only thing I could remember. I'm 76, so my memory's kind of, I'll share some with you next week.
I'm getting there, too. George, thank you very much for the call. Nice to hear from you.
Keep up the good work, Tom, and enjoy your program.
Back at you, George. Thank you. Dan in Denver, Colorado. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I called. I have to strongly disagree with you.
Okay. You're more than welcome to.
Thank you. Yes, you are very good about that. You keep saying what the things that Trump is going to do when he gets in there. And basically, he cannot reach offices. I can give you the whole case in about 2 minutes, but you shouldn't be referring to him as the president or the president-elect. Everybody should be referring to him as the null candidate, Donald Trump.
The null candidate? N-U-L-L?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
of the 14th Amendment?
Yes.
Yeah, because he can't legally hold office. I agree with you, Dan. I just don't think that the Biden Justice Department will try to enforce it.
Well, let me lay my case out to you real quick.
Sure.
First of all, it went to the court, four separate courts. Started in the Colorado District Court.
Right.
Went to the Colorado Supreme Court, also the Illinois Supreme Court and the Maine Supreme Court. They all ruled on it.
Yep. And they all said Trump doesn't qualify to hold office, and therefore he can't be in the election. And the Supreme Court said, we're not going to address the issue of whether or not he can hold office. We're simply saying that this does not say that you can't be on the ballot. So he has to be on the ballot. And I'm saying, because the Supreme Court never said he can hold office, the Supreme Court never said he can be president, he can't be president. I completely agree with you, Dan, if that's your argument. I just, I just don't, you know, who's going to enforce that? It would have to be President Biden and Merrick Garland, and I don't think they're going to do it.
Yes. Well, it doesn't have to be Merrick Garland. All it has to do is be President Biden. And there is out there, let me give you an answer. This is something that is not in the Supreme Court's opinion, and nobody's talking about it. And it's Title 18, Section 2383, and basically it is a statute, which I'm going to read this. I know you do, but it's short. It's like two sentences. It says, whoever incites, sets on foot, assists, or engages in any rebellion or insurrection against the authority of the United States or the laws thereof, or gives aid or comfort thereto, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both, and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States.
That's correct. It's the Insurrection Act. Yeah.
That's a statute. So basically, the administrative branch of the government is responsible for executing
which is controlled by the president of the United States, by Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And that's why I just don't think it's going to happen. In fact, I'm quite certain it's not going to happen. It should.
I'm with you, Dan.
Take it to the Supreme Court again if you want, but it should. I mean, this is why the media doesn't refer to it as an insurrection or a coup. They refer to it as a riot. It wasn't a riot. It was an attempted coup. It was an insurrection.
It's been adjudicated, and basically the Supreme Court. They do certiorari on cases. They only take 5% of them, and they take them for two main reasons. One is that it's a national interest, and two is that it's something that hasn't been taken again.
Or three, because they want to change some, law in a right-wing crackpot way.
Yeah, exactly, because we can't get around the point that we're cracked.
Yeah, Dan, I'm out of time here. I'm sorry. That hard break there, I can't control. But thank you for the call. I totally understand what you're saying, and everybody is welcome to disagree with me, of course. But I don't think that we're disagreeing, other than on the probability of this happening, and I put that at zero. I really do. Sadly, it's a terrible commentary on the cowardice of this administration.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
48 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. I'll be right back with you.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, you ever exercise and watch your diet trying to get your cholesterol numbers down and just nothing seems to happen? Well, your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, it also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Super Berry. Now, I always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Superberrying Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superberrying.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superberrying, B-E-R-I-N-E, superberrying.com, and the code to get 15% off is TOM, T-H-O-M.
Take a look at the laws they pass, banning books in mass and soaking fear of those they don't control. It's beginning to look a lot like fascism, cops with riot gear. But the scariest sight to see is the hate they spread so free year by year. A gag on your speech.
Welcome
and
back.
A boat
54 minutes
out of reach
past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Ms. V in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Ms. V, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
So I called about this before, but I didn't go on the air because I didn't have time. But and I haven't heard about this anywhere else, and I came across it by mistake. Why is nobody talking about that the Trump Taj Mahal was fined $10 million for money laundering on March
6, 2015. Yep, money laundering for the mob. Or was it for the Russians?
This was 2 days after his bankruptcy was approved on March 4, 2015.
Right. I don't know why the media does not want to talk about Donald Trump's crimes, Ms. V. I just don't know why. It makes me nuts. That is the simple reality. So, you know, thank you for pointing that out. It needs to be part of the public record, and you put it there. Thank you. Bill in Etheridge, Tennessee. Hey, Bill, I have a little less than a minute. You got a quickie?
Yes, sir. Donald Trump is in big trouble when it comes to Texas. He can't take any of his staff or any of his friends because everybody that deals with that man is a dildo, and they are used as needed.
So Donald Trump can't bring more than six friends to Texas?
Yeah, he's in trouble.
That's your assertion.
Oh. You have a good one, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. You just made my day. That was Donald Trump. There's an absolute limit on how many of Donald Trump's associates, shall we say, he can bring with him to Texas. Oh, there we are. There goes the end of the show. Perfect, Bill. Perfect. Thanks a lot for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, or it ain't democracy. It's something else. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Spread the word. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
December 15th is Bill of Rights Day. It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit
News from the Center, WRCE. Dom Selvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, the Law Review, will join me to discuss if the president-elect should be disqualified under the 14th Amendment's Insurrection Clause. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. This continues to happen. A Seattle to Honolulu Delta flight Christmas Eve was delayed more than 2 hours after a stowaway was uncovered as the jetliner taxied. The Transportation Security Administration says the individual was screened at security but bypassed ID verification and hopped aboard without showing a boarding pass.
That stowaway was the second unticketed passenger found on a Delta flight just in recent weeks. Together, as you can imagine, these two incidents raising some significant security questions and concerns.
ABC's Mola Lenghi. Early indications that a Russian anti-aircraft battery may have shot down the Azerbaijan Airlines jetliner over Kazakhstan on Christmas Day. 38 people were killed, but 29 survived. Analysts extracting information from the jet's flight data recorder. MasterCard Spending Pulse says total holiday shopping from 1st November to Christmas Eve rose 3.8% this year over last. This is ABC News. A federal judge in Detroit sentenced three members of a nationwide